I am dragging ass today. This morning radio schedule I got going on right now, it's just, I don't want to say it's killing me because I love every second, but it's just a little draining. I'm fine. Whatever.
This following episode of Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy is brought to you by Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B, for Bulla, in Largo, and at southeastbotanicals.net. Now enjoy the show.
Welcome to Hoppy Hour.
Doors closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Hoppy's mom, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
With Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Always going in, never doubt it. Never worry about the dollar. Nope. Need a source or trending topic. Yeah. We the hottest, search about us. Competition microscopic. Never copied. I'm a giant, rolling weed up. Now we flying. Oh. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E.
You already know Hoppy Hour in the system.
It's day two of... So freaking sleepy. Got up today at 4:30 a.m. Worked the MJ morning show. Now I'm here. I don't know how morning radio DJs do it. I know the highly paid ones. It's probably easier getting up for the paycheck, but still.
Morning. Did you sleep?
Still sleeping.
Morning, sleepy poo. You want pancakes?
Why?
Why?
Because I'm making pancakes.
Pancake surprise.
Pancake.
It's also
national.
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 Pancake
day.
Pancake, pancake, pancake.
National.
Pancake, pancake.
Pancakes, got it.
Pancakes for everyone!
Let's start the show.
I want pancakes!
Got any syrup?
It's showtime.
Congratulations on losing all that weight with Ozempic. Now it's time to really test your blood levels and type 2 diabetes with a fantasy trip to the Eggo House of Pancakes.
Wow. Just in time for National Pancake Day.
You'll stay in a hotel that looks like a giant stack of flapjacks. Inhale the aroma of maple syrup 24 hours a day.
What did you just say?
Complete with fluffy pancake beds, beanbag chairs, a fire pit serving nothing but Eggo mini pancake s'mores.
What the hell?
There's even a game...
All right, I am not in the mood. I'm a little impatient. Sometimes I let the bits play out, but when they're as unfunny as that, I've had enough.
And now, an ordinary kid on art class.
Yeah. Ugh, how can you fail creativity? I just got a C minus on my macaroni rainbow because my teacher said it lacks emotional depth.
That is.
My mom told me when she was in school, they would actually make ashtrays. So on the advice of my older brother, I made a bong out of pipe cleaners, popsicle sticks, and Elmer's glue.
That is.
I got a D.
It's inappropriate, she said.
I said D as in dankweed, and that D became an F.
I thought it was all about self-expression. It's not creativity, it's free child labor for bulletin board decorations and possibly my teacher's Etsy side hustle.
Mm.
Listen, I gotta go. My classmate Daniel has this crazy theory that different color Play-Dohs have different flavors. I'll let you know.
This has been an ordinary kid on art class.
I know that might have been an adult pretending to be a kid or an actual kid, but my God, hearing an annoying voice like that, even though I have one, hearing an annoying voice like that, even though my whole existence is annoying, hearing an annoying voice like that makes me grateful that I got a vasectomy.
Mm-hmm.
This is not headline news.
Starbucks is closing hundreds of stores this month.
Yeah.
If your favorite location is among them, the company advises you to switch to the Starbucks across the street.
That is.
Travis Kelce signed an endorsement deal with American Eagle. But we have a feeling who's going to be wearing the pants in his relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Today is Hug a Vegetarian Day. How can you tell someone's a vegetarian? Just introduce yourself to them, though they'll let you know. And Wichita, Kansas is the least friendly city in the U.S.
All right.
But don't let that stop you from visiting. Let the people of Wichita do that for you.
Or the people of Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Merriam-Webster announced that the 12th edition of its collegiate dictionary will include more than 5,000 new words, including riz. As for the definition of riz, if you're looking it up in the dictionary, you don't have it. Casinos, a.k.a. Chuck E. Cheese for sad grown-ups.
Yeah.
Last week, here
in
New York City, a proposal for a Times Square casino was voted down. Good. Good. That is no place for a casino. If you want to gamble in Times Square, you bet on the drunk Elmo fights like everybody else.
Wow. Out of all the late night hosts, he might be the least funny. And he's got the fakest laughter from the audience. Listen.
On the drunk Elmo fights like everybody else.
Yeah! You're so funny! Ah! Shut up.
Authorities in Michigan recently discovered a crocodile in the front yard of a home. That story again, even crocodiles can't stand Florida anymore.
I can't stand you. And by 2030, all the late night shows will be gone. An elderly home has introduced robot dogs and cats in England. Here are some of the residents doing, you know, the things you do with cat and dogs, like pet them.
Hello. Come on, move your face.
He's moving his eyelid.
Come on,
eyebrows.
Come on in. Come down your tummy. Come on, your tummy, Mom.
It sounds even more disturbing because I don't know what it looks like. Like when I play clips on this show, people will be like, oh, I wish I could see it. I wish you did video. Not with this. I literally cannot see it. So I don't know what this looks like.
Move your face.
He's moving his eyelid.
Come on,
eyebrows.
Come on in.
Come down your tummy. Come on, your tummy, Mom.
Look. Oh, David.
So last night, it was Monday night or Thursday night football, rather. You put all that emphasis into it being the wrong name, Ryan. And there was some swearing that was caught on the ref's mic. A player swore. And here it is.
Jackson Smith and Jigba, who didn't really need to make the hold, was right in front of the ball carrier.
Offense. Offense number 11.
Oh.
10-yard penalty. Still first down.
Mm-hmm. This is what I think of late night TV in 2025.
Offense. Offense number 11.
Oh.
10-yard penalty.
Be
still
careful.
First down.
Mm-hmm. Gave him a look.
He did. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gave him a look.
He did. Oh, yeah.
Are we hearing Kirk Herb's street climax?
Gave him a look.
He did. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We learned a lot about them from this clip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You okay, bud? You said, oh, yeah, a lot. This is funnier.
Mm-hmm.
Offense.
Yeah. That's how my anxiety feels. Ryan Hoppy.
Offense.
I just, but it was like the Joe Show was like, call in now. Guess what sound this is? We're the Joe Show coming out right after War of the Roses. One of their stupid videos showed up on my YouTube and I commented, long time listener, first time caller. Who cheated this morning? Yeah, it's so real. When I get cheated on in the morning, I don't want to go to therapy. You know what I want to do? I want to call the Joe Show with Jed and Ashley. Mm-hmm. What's going on here?
And now, time once again for Real Men of Genius
real men of genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Refuses to Take Off His Shirt at the Pool Guy.
Mr. Refuses to Take Off His Shirt at the Pool Guy.
Your XXX t-shirt at the local swimming pool has successfully fooled everyone into believing there's a bodybuilder secretly hiding underneath.
Nothing to see here.
Yes, your massive cotton cloak of deception is clearly the work of a master illusionist.
Nothing up my sleeve, yeah.
Your ingenious disguise has every sunbathing beauty convinced you're not 40 pounds overweight. You're simply a victim of poor tailoring.
Don't look behind the curtain.
So go ahead, keep working your feats of magic. Continue conjuring your ocular trickery. Because after all, somewhere beneath your cape of invisibility lies the reincarnation of Harry Houdini. Or at least, his fatter brother.
Mr. Refuses to Take Off His Shirt at the Pool Guy.
Hey, Ashley, what do we got coming up in horoscopes? We're having to prolong it a little bit. We're having to prolong War of the Roses. COVID can't get a hold of the actors. 856-49-HOPPY. Bachelorette launches billboard campaign to land Mr. Right. A Bay Area bachelorette has launched a billboard campaign to find her future husband. Oh, I'm sure that's going to go well. Promoting yourself, essentially pimping yourself out to the men of San Francisco. Mm-hmm.
I've rented space on a dozen digital billboards on Highway 101 in Silicon Valley between Santa Clara and San Francisco to advertise my personal dating website, MaryLisa.com.
It's been months since I've been on a date. I can't even get men to talk to me on any of the apps. I don't understand what's going on, but I figured it's time for a bold move.
And what's bolder than running billboards on the side of a major highway to, essentially, market myself?
Yes, this is JoJo. Ashley. Do we have the cheater on the line?
Yes! We have the cheater right here! Jeff, are you on here?
Hi, yes. I cheated on my girl last night. Wait, let me grab the script real quick so I can... I cheated on my girl last night and I don't want to get in trouble.
Sorry! You just got caught!
Don't worry, guys. It's all fake. I don't care anymore. You do a smear campaign against me! You're a little nepo baby douche. What? Who said that? Huh? I mean, who cares anymore? It doesn't matter. People go, what are you talking about them? Because they're douchebags. I may be a douchebag, but at least I am a douchebag. You know what I mean? The people on radio that are like your best friends that you're hanging out with are all douchebags. The people on radio like me that are outspoken and douchebags on air, we're nice off air. It's how it works. Any radio show you listen to where the guy is so amazing, usually an asswipe and cheats on their girl all the time. The person who is a scumbag on air, usually cool off air. Anywho, it is Friday. You want to make a wish? I don't know. We're going to do a Friday flashback, though. We're going to play a banger from 2010. Here's what the banger is. The banger is Every Day My Weekend. You know how Mason Dixon had the Friday, Friday, Friday chant? Mine's a little more annoying here. It's the Every Day My Weekend. And here it is. I promise DJ Unk does a better job of it than me.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back. Hang on. Up next is War of the Roses. Just kidding. Wrong show.
Every day my weekend. I'm bound. Man, I ball. Man, I ball every night. Every day my weekend. We gon' ball. We gon' ball every night.
Man, every day my weekend. Hoes, I be freaking. You blame me, make you rain, but try. Leave your leak.
Okay.
Nigga, I'm just light skinned. I ain't Puerto Rican.
No.
Michael Jackson, PC.
My eyes still like it's grease,
man. Sweat it, I'm amazing. Come my whip, Caucasian. Bitch, I'm the bomb, so they think that I'm a raid.
Yeah, I'm talking like the Taliban. Tools from Afghanistan.
Yeah, my car sits so high. Nah, this ain't juice, man. But I'm on that juice, man. Give me five bottles of that goose, I get a loose, man.
For real, baby, you playing.
Do that on the handstand. I do this shit every day. Ballin's in my plan.
Yeah, ballin', that's my 9 to 5. Me and Scruffy, you alive. You don't want this kind of beat. You will get Kentucky 9. verses to the verses, nigga. You just sweet like Hershey's. Yeah. Even in between your girl thighs, big surprise.
Every day my weekend,
I'm
and I ball. When I ball, every day my weekend, we gon' ball.
Jockin' like a motherfucker.
30,
we get pure bottle, popping like a motherfucker.
A lot of motherfuckers.
Figure 8, you know I fuck with Bush. Overdosing on the strong, rolling quarters of the cush. Love Miami Saturday, girls the baddest in my book. I just roll right on in while you lame niggas look. Hey, even on a Sunday, I don't take a day. Y'all with Club Atlanta Station in my nigga Q aiming low. Chicken see the inside. First they take their shirt off. Second when they hear our songs, then they take their skirts off. Third, she gon' serve us mouth stick a tongue out. 4 hours later, fucked us all. I was like, wow. Y'all got milk money, bitch, nigga. I'm a cash cow. Every day my weekend, living life on a fast route.
Every day my weekend, I'm and I ball. And I ball every day my weekend. We gon' ball. We gon' ball every day.
What is it? Oh, that's right. Dizzy's a bitch. Sorry. I'm actually not concerned.
Every day my weekend. And I ball. And I ball every day my weekend. We gon' ball. We gon' ball every day.
Oh, that's getting annoying. Sorry. Oh, yeah. This is being brought to you by the best carving crane and bar around Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B for Buddha. Over there in Largo. If you go there and you tell Colin Hollister I sent you, he'll hook you up. 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B for Buddha. Over in Largo.
If you are a Nepo baby, you will probably hate it but still listen to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Welcome to Hoppy Hour.
That is.
Door is closed.
Now, something completely different.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
It's Hoppy Hour!
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Ah, what the hell's going on right here? Oh, yeah. Today on TV. Fucking do this every single episode. I am sick and tired of it. I will have the sound down from a previous clip. And YouTube, of course, has to have the sound down on every freaking video. Take two. Jesus Christ.
Today on TMZ.
There is somebody who is answering Donald Trump's claim that climate change is a scam, and that would be Violet Affleck.
Oh, man. Got two vapid morons.
Jen's daughter.
It is neglect to look children in the eyes and say, we knew how to protect you, and we didn't do it.
Okay, Gen Z, listen to me. Mind you, this girl named Ariana, just picture what she looks like. She's kind of cute, but looks like she doesn't shave anywhere. And she would go to this kava bar I would go to, and she would always talk about littering in the environment as if she had any impact on it. I'm kind of getting that vibe. You can tell I don't like that girl. I'm kind of getting that vibe from Ben Affleck's daughter. It's like, all right, Violet, you're not going to change the world. I'm sorry. Why are you wearing a mask at a summit? It ain't 2021.
We can't recognize filters.
We can't even hear you because you got a freaking mask over your face.
There as a human right.
I'm sorry, but the right to purified air. Harvey, yeah. She is you.
How did they even know what she said? I'm a nipple baby like the drill show. What did you even say?
When you were a kid, you were screaming on college campuses about things that people our age back then were like, this Levin kid is insufferable.
They still think that.
Jimmy Kimmel is back and got very emotional in his mom.
Oh, he cried! That is one thing that makes Jimmy Kimmel just so freaking unlikable is the fake tears. Stop! Not saying crying doesn't make you a man or make. Just stop! Stop! Stop crying. God, it's so freaking nauseating.
Monologue.
It was never.
You weren't crying about Charlie when he got shot and killed, you moron.
Never my intention.
Shut up.
To make light of the murder.
God, you're a douchebag.
I'm a young man.
And I'm really pissed.
It's so fake.
Stop Donald Trump. Donald Trump responded. The White House was told by ABC that his show was canceled. Why is ABC telling the White House that?
The White House was saying that the government wasn't involved. Yeah. And now all of a sudden, Trump in his rage admitted it.
Leonardo DiCaprio and Benicio Del Toro went on the New Heights podcast.
How we doing? Yeah, it's got to kill all the boomers at these football bros get Leonardo DiCaprio.
Fellas, doing good?
Good, man.
Doing great.
Did they ask any personal questions to Leo?
Not at all.
They talk endlessly.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're not going to get any hard-hitting questions from the CTE brothers.
About Travis dating Taylor.
Oh, so riveting. That's what I want to hear about. Mm-hmm.
So they're into talking about dating. Now you have Leo DiCaprio and you don't ask about dating?
Oh my God, you're a little too passionate about that, bud.
The Kardashians are promoting Kim's new Nike Skims body at work thing.
God, I wonder what their official body count is.
Skims overtaken Spanx?
I don't think so.
Spanx is for older ladies. And
Skims. All right, I don't need to hear them talk about Spanx. Mm-hmm. 856-49-HOPPING. It's
856-494-6773. Happy Hot Topic!
All right, what do we got here?
And she told me it was a job interview, but she told him it was a date.
Kim Kardashian is calling out her mom, Kris Jenner, for her failed attempts at playing matchmaker.
What a horrible mom. You think you're at a job interview and you're trying to get your daughter to have sex. It's almost like Kris Jenner's a terrible person. Just being honest, you look at her, she's a moron.
During her September 24th appearance on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, Kim reveals that Kris once tried to set her up on a blind date, but lied and told her it was a job interview.
Wow. And it was like this TV executive. And she told me it was a job interview, but she told him it was a date. And so I pull up and I go.
Yeah, calling out your mom. She thinks you're a slut. Never said the word.
And I'm like talking about like what I want.
Jimmy Fallon's over there laughing all coked up.
I do. And I had a resume on me.
Rip it off and take off your clothes. Rip off the resume and your clothes.
She thought I'd be so prepared to bring a resume.
The mom of four went on to share that she realized what was up 5 minutes into the date and put her resume back in her purse.
I don't think he ever knew until like years and years later.
I don't.
But no chemistry? No. What was your feedback on your end?
Totally new because he was also an Emmy award-winning.
Name drop, you moron. Oh, it's so important when you're laying in the ground and maggots are eating your body. Oh, but you won an Emmy.
Stop.
I don't like her. She's a little whore.
No, I'm not going to say his name.
I can't trust her with anything. It's almost like this is the pig that sold her daughter's sex tape, you know? She's not exactly moral. That was annoying.
He said, would it help if I brought my Emmy with me?
You're all mutants.
What?
That's a red flag.
You're a walking red flag, honey. I don't want to hear any more about it. What's going on with this guy?
William Shatner is speaking out after rumors circulate he has been hospitalized.
Man, it makes you nervous. It makes you nervous every time you hear about a 94-year-old being sick. We don't want to lose him!
Multiple outlets report William was hospitalized after suffering a medical emergency, September 24th. Now the Star Trek actor is speaking out about the incident, writing on Instagram September 25th. I overindulged. I thank you all for caring, but I'm perfectly fine. I keep telling you all, don't trust tabloids or AI.
But you are 94, buddy boy.
And he added a winky face.
Remember that sitcom he did like 14, I can't believe it was 14 years ago. That would have been like talking about 1997 and 2011. I'm obsessed with that. Remember that sitcom he did, Bleep My Dad Says?
You get a bike, it'll keep you in shape.
A bike? Take a look out there. Does that look like Bangkok?
It is. I cannot play that clip because it had music in the background. Let me see if there's anything that's better. Bleep My Dad Says was the name of the episode. Oh, it was the name of the show, and it was absolutely terrible.
Henry!
Hi, Dad.
You want to come and sit down? Have a bowl of grape nuts? Got a little gift for you.
Honestly, I don't want anything. I just came by to get my stuff. I'm leaving. My buddy's going to let me crash in his car.
All right. It doesn't really translate to the radio. Whatever. What's going on here?
How did you find out about the engagement?
Celebrities, they're just like us. Ed Sheeran revealing to Andy Cohen ahead of his Sirius XM small stage concert in New York. The relatable way he found out about pal Taylor Swift's engagement news to Chiefs star Travis Kelce. Turns out the musician learned the news just like everybody else by refreshing his Instagram feed.
How did you find out about the engagement?
Instagram.
Instagram?
Yeah.
Like everyone else, you didn't even get a DM in advance.
I just Googled, he never dated Taylor Swift. Maybe they hooked up. But I have a feeling he was friend-zoned. He kind of gives off friend-zoned vibes.
No.
Andy, unable to pull any other Taylor Swift-related news out of Ed.
Oh, whatever. Talk to Ed about Ed.
When the musician is asked about her upcoming nuptials and her new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
God, you have the body of a saltine cracker.
Have you heard Taylor's new album?
No.
Did you get a save the date for the wedding?
He's like, can we talk about me, please? I haven't been relevant in 7 years.
No.
And while the singer is short on details right now, we're guessing he will score an invite to Tay and Trav's wedding.
It's going to be awkward. You know he probably wanted to hook up with her at some point. I mean, she gets around. If you can't hook up with Tay, you have no game. Because she has no game. She's a nerd. So am I.
To, of course, go way back, collaborating on 2012's Everything Has Changed, and later
2012, man, I miss that year.
Together. Ed told Alex Cooper on an episode of Call Her Daddy earlier this year about his bond with Taylor and how often they catch up.
And I think that the period of time that I was on the Red Tour would have been, you know, I lived in Nashville.
I don't care. Everybody, they got that boring accent. No one cares.
In the days leading up to the beginning of the game, all the players are together. They're at a place we call Ponderosa. So you have all of your competitors. but you're not allowed to talk.
Jeff Probst detailing two contestants whose loose lips sunk their chances to outwit.
God, Jeff Probst has always kind of just like skanked me out, man. His vibe. He just seems like a sugar daddy, you know, like just a guy that has no personality.
Play and outlast on Survivor 49. Mm. The longtime host breaking it all down across the show's On Fire recap podcast.
The rules are...
And everybody's got a podcast, huh?
You cannot talk to each other for obvious reasons. And in this season, season 49, we had two players who were disrespecting that rule. They just kept talking. So
he takes Survivor way too seriously.
Much so that I got a call saying there's a level of concern. And I went and met with our executive team and said, look.
God, you know, pissing off Jeff Probst is the worst. He never shuts up. He's a woman.
We might have a situation. And before we could even finish our discussion, I got a second phone call saying that the level of disrespect had reached an even more blatant level. And that was all it took.
Yep. Two torches blown out before even being lit.
Never watched an episode of it. I remember when it came out in like 2000, I was like in kindergarten. Yeah, I want to make my Gen X audience feel old. Mm-hmm. That was a quarter century ago. That was like talking about 1975 and 2000. I remember everybody talked about it back then. Now it's like whatever. People still watch it, but they're all middle-aged, bored, and housewives.
Turning into good news for standby alternates Jason and Michelle, who joined the cast after Jeff deemed enough was enough with their pregame predecessors.
Candidly, the decision was made in that moment to immediately remove those two players from the game and replace them with our alternates.
You know, those alternates were like, yeah, we got a freaking chance.
Players, once they were able to talk, they thanked our producers.
Oh, they thanked them. You guys are so, no, shut up. On the grand scheme of things, it ain't that important. Neither is this podcast.
No! Happy Hot Topic.
Jesus don't care about no parking tickets.
Jesus doesn't exist.
Well, the world never ended. I went to jail and,
Oh, jeez, baby. You lick some carpet down there.
Carrie Shepherd is revealing her own personal rapture story. After a widespread internet hysteria that a rapture was going to occur on September 23rd.
Yeah, over my whole lifetime it was, 2012 the road was gonna end. 2020 the road was ending. How about we don't exist, we're born. And then we go back to not existing. That's it!
Sherry Shepherd details her past experience in the Doomsday Belief, which ultimately put her in jail. The daytime talk show host says this on the September 24th episode of Sherry.
God, Sherry Shepherd just has this like pretentious douchey vibe about her. You know, she would never shut up during an argument.
I have been through this before. I used to be in a religion that told me that the rapture was coming. They told us to get our house in order. And I said, why? I'm not going to need a house.
God, if you think a rapture is real, you're a moron.
Where I am going, I don't need those worldly possessions.
Sherry says she was so convinced the world was ending, she stopped following through on any of her typical responsibilities.
Starts growing a bush. I'm talking about her bush on her front yard, not her vagina.
I didn't pay my bills.
I didn't.
I didn't pay my taxes. I did not pay my traffic ticket. Because.
Well, that's freaking stupid, honey.
Because why would I pay anything when the world's about to end?
About to end. I want to ask myself. It's about to end.
That's what it was. So let me tell you something. My registration had been expired for 2 years.
Oh, that's freaking stupid. You're making up excuses because you're embarrassed that you didn't take care of yourself and you went to jail for 8 days. So you're using the rapture, not the fact that you're a moron.
I had, seriously, $10,000 worth of unpaid moving violations.
That's my anxiety, that crowd sound effect.
$10,000 worth of unpaid moving violations.
This is Mia Renee.
But the 58-year-old goes on to say that she thought she had more important priorities than her earthly dues.
So I didn't show up to court because, again, why would I show up to court when the...
What a moron. What an absolute positive moron.
World is about to end, and I'm about to get taken up to heaven.
Jesus. You'll be surprised when it goes all black and you don't exist, honey.
Don't care about no parking tickets.
What if he does?
world never ended. I went to jail and and you can tell I was not expecting to go to jail because when the police pulled me off.
Because I'm rich and famous and I think I can get away with anything. I think I'm better than you because I got money on a show.
Over, I was wearing this.
Yeah. All right, it's her wearing an outfit like she's going to the club. What an absolute dummy.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Well, moments after we taped our show last night, the Mad Red Hatter wrote, I can't.
Ah, so now we got, I don't even know if I want to do this. I'll play a little bit of it because I know it drives some of my audience nuts when I play a clip and end. But God, Kimmel's just, he was funny for an episode, but now he's just going in on it.
I can't believe ABC Fake News gave Jimmy Kimmel his job back.
That was the booing of the liberals. Good point, Ryan.
You can't believe they gave me my job back. I can't believe we gave you your job back.
All right, there you go. That's Jimmy Kimmel. God, what a miserable existence. That's all you talk about. You claim you don't like Trump, but secretly, I think you want to hook up with him. They are like, oh, we're so above him. Stephen Colbert, not really found. He's kind of cool. But Kimmel, Colbert, Seth Meyers. Oh, you got John Oliver and Bill Maher. We're above him. But then again, all you friggin' talk about, shut up. All you talk about, literally nothing else.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Well, I feel like empowered women empower women.
That's so deep. Oh, my life forever changed because you said that, Alyssa Milano. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Alyssa Milano empowering herself by taking back her own body.
No.
Revealing on Instagram, she removed her breast implants.
Not the boobies.
Telling fans, today I'm my authentic self. Today, I'm free.
Whatever.
When you think about the 90s, it was all about, I mean, you watched reruns of Charmed, and I'm...
And you had a nice chest. And we missed that!
Running around in, like...
Trust me, we weren't into your acting or personality, honey.
Like a bra and underwear for 80% of every episode. I think there was a sexualization.
Alyssa, who's...
Oh, shut up. It made you famous. Oh, I'm sure you would have been so famous had you been flat-chested.
Now, 52 says her implants were...
She's definitely got that cougar vibe. That sit on my lap, you cougar.
Never actually parts of me. I'm letting go of the body that was sexualized.
Parts of me and people that were in you.
That was abused. That I believed was necessary for me to be attractive. To be...
Listen. When you say you were abused, if you were sexually abused, I'm sorry. But if it was just, oh, people cared about me because I had boobies. That's not abused. When you say abused, if you were actually abused, I'm sorry.
Loved, to be successful, to be happy.
I was battling my own demons, and I was trying so hard to be so strong.
Oh, you're so strong. You go to Crunch Fitness.
But I hadn't dealt with my own sexual assault. I wasn't okay because...
Okay. So then I feel bad about that.
I hadn't dealt with any of my trauma.
The Melrose Place alum makes it clear, though, she's not shaming women who choose to go under the knife.
Yeah, that's good to know.
What is a false narrative for me may be the exact right thing for them. And I am so happy that we can all find our femininity.
I don't care anymore, baby. Sorry. I'm sure you're never the problem. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're an absolute freaking delight.
I was like, this guy, his face is toxic.
Glenn Powell details his awkward encounter with who he calls a recently canceled celebrity.
Oh, man. I just want to know if he hooked up with Sydney Sweeney. Mm-hmm.
The actor shares insight into a cringy encounter with another star who seemed to be a walking red flag.
Are you a walking red flag? What's your catch?
He tells the tale on the September 25th episode of Jake Shane's Therapist podcast.
What a horrible name. This is the guy that's calling Happy Hour.
I was at a party and there was somebody that had basically been on the ropes in terms of sort of getting canceled. And there's like, you know, it's kind of a big public. It was one of those Hollywood parties where it's like there are cameras and press.
There's orgies going on.
And all that stuff. And this person had made a lot of some of my favorite movies. And I was like, oh, like this is great. Like, and he came up and he said, nice to meet you. So I was like, oh, dude, big fan.
Whatever.
While chatting with the star, whose name he does not reveal, a photographer had asked if the pair could take...
People in the comment section think it's Ryan Reynolds.
A picture together. But then Glenn got cold feet.
This person was recently canceled and...
Yeah, you know, Ryan Reynolds is an ass wipe. He just seems like you got a little bitch slap face on him. Bitch slap him.
Like, it was like,
as of late,
not good. Yeah. I was a fan of their work, but not a fan of their choices.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So it's definitely Ryan Reynolds.
So I was just kind of being nice. But then when you're...
Why can't you just say his name? Why say it but not say the name?
They want to take a picture with you. I realized very quickly how, like, I was like, ooh, I... don't know if this is a good idea. He clearly clocked that I was like, ooh, this is probably not a good idea.
All right. God, Ryan Reynolds is so pretentious. Such a freaking asswipe. God, you're the worst. And you'll always be remembered for having stupid cell phone commercials.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Shut up.
My biggest fear is that I will turn on the news and see that my son has died.
Pete Davidson sharing what inspired him to get sober. The comedian admitting on a September 23rd episode of Theo Von's This Past Weekend podcast that it took his mom's brutal honesty that encouraged him to clean up his act.
He really did clean up his act.
For good.
And she's been the most supportive ever. And it got to a point where she called me when I was...
God, his mom's freaking hot.
When I was in rehab, and she was like, my biggest fear is that I will turn on the news and see that my son has died.
No,
the SNL alum, who has been sober for more than a year, revealing that he doesn't want to be the source of any more heartbreak for his mom, who lost...
Yeah, he's definitely put it through the ringer and back, just like my mom!
Her husband, Pete's father, Scott Davidson, in the September 11th terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center.
And she's never been like that, like, you know, because she's so supportive and just, you know, wants to always have positivity around.
Yeah, and she already lost something she loved.
That'd exactly. And
I like Theo Von. I don't like his politics when he's like ass kissing J.D. Vance. It's kind of cringy, but besides that, he's kind of cool.
That killed me.
All right. It killed you, man. It's good to know. Oh, yeah. What's going on with this David singer?
Oh, happy hot topic.
New details have emerged in the investigation into the death of Celeste Rivas Hernandez.
Yeah, she's like 13 years old. I never heard of this singer. I listened to the David music, D4VD or whatever his stupid music is. Horrible. Not bad, but soulless. Like, knowing what I know about him, it just sounds like crap.
Following the September 8th discovery of the 15-year-old's body in the front trunk of a Tesla that was registered to singer David, detectives served a search warrant for the Hollywood Hills property where the vehicle was near before...
It's crazy. He had like 25 million listens and I've never heard of him. Made me feel old.
Or it was towed to a local impound lot, according to the Los Angeles Times. Law enforcement sources with knowledge of the case, but not authorized to speak publicly, told the outlet that investigators recovered various items from the Sunset Boulevard home, including electronics and computers. David, whose real name is David Anthony Burke,
Sounds like a criminal.
Does not own the property, but had allegedly been staying at the rental home before beginning his world tour at the start of the summer.
Whatever.
Law enforcement sources had previously told ABC News.
I got it.
E! News has reached out to the LA...
They reached out for comment and didn't hear back. And then the other report was that his friends thought that she was like, 19. Because all these kids nowadays, it's so freaking frightening. They're making themselves look older.
A lot of the reviews did not like the Boys and Girls Club thing.
Emmy's host, Nate Bargatze, responds to backlash over his on-air donation bit.
Whatever.
During the comedian's first time stint as host of the September 14th ceremony on CBS, he devised a bit to help keep acceptance speeches shorter, promising to...
And it did not work. It's so weird. I don't know what it is. Maybe because he ghosts me and ghosts a lot of people on radio once he gets famous. I don't like Nate Bargatze. He just has this unlikable personality.
Deduct money from a $100,000 donation to the Boys and Girls Club of America for every second a speech went over the 45-second mark, but adding to the pot if they kept things short. He explains on the September 24th episode of his Nateland podcast.
A lot of the reviews did not like the Boys and Girls Club thing, but I didn't. It came from a real place of heart.
Yeah, but it just seemed like the way they had the counter on the TV. I didn't watch it. I went to a kebab bar to watch the NFL because my mom was watching it, and I can't stand watching celebrities. And once I was there and seeing Colbert get a whole room of applause, I was out. But that was a mouthful. But what I'm saying is, it just was not for me, man. It just gave me douche vibes. But when you have the counter and you're seeing the money go down, even though you know he was going to donate it or whatever, what I didn't like was that he donated more than CBS.
That's all I want. Yeah, I bet.
You guys should save $21 million by canceling Colbert. Donate a little more, you morons.
Everybody at home loved it. Everybody at home liked it. It was fun. It was entertaining seeing money go down and all this. I thought it would be fun. I kind of, in my head, I wasn't trying to put anybody on the spot. Mm-hmm. I wasn't trying to make someone donate money. But in my head, I kind of thought, make it fun.
Every second you go under, or over, I'm sorry. Every second you go over 45.
Yeah, even like he couldn't get the words out correctly. It was so unfunny.
5 seconds. We will abduct $1,000 away from the Boys and Girls Club.
And the celebrities didn't even care.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And Nate clarifies that he wasn't trying to use the charity as a, quote, tool, but instead thought it would be a good solution to the problem of long speeches that also helped raise money for the Boys and Girls Club. But Nate says a few things were unexpected.
I honestly thought would happen in the room, and I thought it was going to be, you know, I don't know, Netflix donating or Apple, like, you know, the shows that won. It wasn't even making it.
They don't care, bud. They're all vapid morons.
It's not like I expected that kid to give money, which I covered for that kid.
Yeah.
But it's like I kind of thought that's what would happen. They could then go long, but then be a hero. So
all right, I'm sick of hearing you. Nate Bargatze. I think my mom's a bigger fan of him than me. Mm-hmm. I just don't like comedians when they go on morning radio and they do their thing, and then they're like, they don't need you anymore. Like Bert Kreischer.
Miley Cyrus makes a rare comment about her ex-husband, Liam Hemsworth. In a September 24th interview with Vogue, the Grammy winner revealing she's sentimental over the clothes she had in her closet when she first met the Hunger Games star. Admitting to the outlet, quote, I literally have a dress that I had on when I met my ex-husband, and then I have my dress that I wore on our first date.
It's always weird when you have like clothing that either your ex gave you for Christmas or whatever. Like, God bless my ex. I'm glad she's able to now go down on girls freely. But she gave me this hoodie and I love wearing it. I threw out everything else she gave me because I didn't want any reminder of her. Mm-hmm. But it's always, you got that one thing you can't get rid of, you know, where you're like, I kind of have to keep it. Mm.
Along with letters and things that I want to savor these kind of beautiful moments of my life. The Malibu singer admitting,
even though you cheated on him with Kaylin Carter. Oh, the beautiful moments in your life.
Because these intimate moments have also been public moments, it's a little bit tough to decide what piece I want to share and what I would ever allow to be seen. The Hannah Montana alum explains she uncovered the personal items while deep in the inventory and organization of her personal archives.
All right, there you go. And finally, we've been talking for 26 minutes, 28 minutes. MJ does that thing where he talks for an hour and a half in a row, which is pretty impressive. I could not personally do that, but I respect him for being able to do it. And I'm dying after 28 minutes. What's going on here?
Mm-hmm. Kate Gosselin's family is doubling down on this longstanding rumor that she cheated with the bodyguard.
Of course she did. She's a skank. Of course she did. She's a sociopathic, terrible mom.
Yes. Mm. I am dating somebody for the past year to like 14, 15 months. It's somebody that I've known for a really long time.
Maybe 14, 15 years rather.
Long time.
After Kate shared that relationship update, one report claimed her man is actually the reality star's former bodyguard, Steve Neal. Last night, Kate's ex John weighed in, posting, guess who really ruined the marriage?
Shots fired from the club. That's all we need. I thought this headline was creepy. Mexico Secret boob job kills teenage girl performed by mom's boyfriend. So this girl dies of a boob job. She's 14 years old. I don't even like saying boob job and 14 year old in the same sentence, but they blur out the TMZ. This is where sometimes TMZ drives me nuts. They blur out the face of the guy that did the boob job, but keep the face of the girl that died of the boob job. Seems a little backwards if you ask me. Feel like you should be keeping the 14 year old anonymous and maybe calling out the guy for doing the boob job, but no, you blur out his face. I didn't like that. You didn't get the Ryan Hoppy stamp of approval. All right there. No, you didn't. Jenny McCarthy is dumb broad. Let's hear this. She's putting Tylenol on blast. Because you know how she said like vaccines give people autism? I think Jenny McCarthy, some people think she has autism. I think she just has dumb blonde syndrome. Which sometimes, oh geez, that was a weird commercial. Sometimes being a dumb blonde is worse than having autism. All right, here we go.
Jenny, what is that correlation between Tylenol shots and autism? Let me explain. So many questions.
Just put it in my mouth. Not my mouth. That sounds bad. Put it in your mouth. And never mind. It was a failed joke about blowjobs.
Tylenol basically depletes your glutathione. It lowers it. What is?
Look at you using a big word. Congratulations.
It's glutathione. Glutathione is your body's natural antioxidant. It's a wonderful thing that helps us detox all the environmental toxins that we're assaulted with every single day. So, for instance, you go.
God, you know she has a huge body count and a filled sitcom.
Go to the doctor and you say to the doctor, hey, I'm really worried about the adjuvants inside this vaccine. Adjuvant.
Look at those big words you're using. Did you look it up on Urban Dictionary or a thesaurus before? Are you reading from a script?
Aluminum. The doctor would say, don't worry, your body naturally excretes it. Okay, sure, that's true. But what if your body is low in glutathione? What if that detox methylation system gets kind of jilted, broken?
Hearing those words like glutathione, all these words, reminds me of the Bone Airs commercials, those infomercials in the morning. Parody products where the guy is like, yeah, the glutathione, yeah, yeah. And then he's like, come, it's aired on like every talk station across America, and it's like, yeah, glutathione, it's from the rainforest, and it's a pill that makes you feel good.
And if you will, lowers that, it cannot detox the adjuvants, the aluminum in the body. Then it winds up floating around the body, attaching to brain, gut, you name it.
All right, there you go. And then Mark Wahlberg. I'll save that headline for next. Jillian Michaels, which I never had a problem with. I thought she was kind of hot. Well, she's kind of a bitch. She got into this heated argument on a talk show with a left-wing co-host. Of course she'd be MAGA. She's stupid! I'm not saying all Trump supporters are stupid. Just the ones that are really MAGA. They're recovering bullies from the playground. They want to feel like they're a part of something. And that is just the honest truth. Here she is on a dumb talk show.
It's being conflated right now. There are conspiracy theorists who think Israel killed Charlie Kirk. They have yet to provide a shred of evidence proving that. Done. End of
story. Why does Jillian Michaels act like this is true?
I'm talking about that.
I am talking about something entirely different.
You were talking about that.
No, we're not.
Bunch of cackling heads. Shut up.
Let me finish my thought.
Otis.
Okay, the real issue here is that before most people even knew that Charlie Kirk was dead.
It's so weird that I went to high school with him. Now we're all talking about him being dead like he's some hero.
You have Netanyahu giving multiple interviews talking about how, using the moment for his own political purposes, like the
that's
ghoul
totally
that he is.
Different.
Let me finish my point.
Him killing Charlie Kirk.
Let me finish my point.
That pig Jillian Michaels isn't even listening. She's just trying to make it her own thing. God, you know, dating her would be the worst. She'd be a selfish lover.
Good point, Jillian.
She should give the worst head.
Because none of us can finish the damn point without someone else jumping down your throat.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that Israel killed him because there's no evidence of that. But I had a problem with Netanyahu exploiting an assassination in this country for his own political means.
I don't need to hear this anymore. Blah, blah, blah. You're all not that freaking important. We're all going to die someday. Our opinions don't matter.
Happy hour.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
Ryan Hoppy.
HappyHotTopicRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Oh, yeah, here's Fatal with I'm the Shit.
What the fuck? Boogie, you smell that shit? It smells like somebody took a motherfucking shit in the booth. Oh, shit. Oh, shit, that's me.
You smell the shit in the air, that's on me. You want the icing on your cake, homie. You should call me, cause I'm the shit.
I'm the shit, I'm the shit.
I'm the shit.
I'm the shit, I'm the shit.
I ain't got a lot of ice, you dig, but I'm good, hard, and sharp. Hey, I'm feet five, bitch. I'm the shit.
I'm the shit, I'm the shit.
I'm the shit.
I'm the shit, I'm the shit.
Man, this rap shit I done mastered. You ain't gotta ask him, nigga. Will I blast you, nigga? I will blast you. Though I am the smoothest dude you ever knew. I'm rude, but I'm the truth. And who the hell are you? Pursue and follow suit. Who done gas you, nigga? I will creep up on you, cock back, click, and blast you, nigga. Off a fifth of Grey Goose, bumping my shit, laughing, nigga. It ain't no competition out here. I just laugh at niggas. Cause I'm amazing, bitch. Plenty cats try to battle me, but I'm dangerous. You can check my credentials, you see I don't play that shit. With that 40 cal clip I got, ain't my really miss. I'm a grazer, cause I'm obviously niggas getting me fucked up. I ain't no rapper, I'm a street nigga, happen to luck up. So if I'm you cocksuckers ain't getting my drift, nigga, take another whiff, nigga. Sniff, nigga. Shit in the air, that's on me. You want the icing on your cake, homie. You should call me, cause I'm the shit.
I'm the shit, I'm the shit.
I'm the shit.
I'm the shit, I'm the shit.
I ain't got a lot of ice, you dig, but I'm good, hard, and sharp. Hey, I'm feet five, bitch. I'm the shit.
I'm the shit, I'm the shit.
I'm the shit.
I'm the shit, I'm the shit.
I'm the S-H-I-T shit. Shit, you hate niggas can suck this dick, dick. You might as well you French kissing that bitch, bitch. And she the slob, slurp and swallow this penis. I know you wanna come to territory, tish. With your crew on a whole lot of bullshit. Don't give a fuck who you affiliated with. I pull your resume, find your shorty school and shit. And if you think that this is shit that I'm spitting is fiction and made up on the pad, it was written. And listen, you bitches better pay close attention. This ain't no image, may I mention, bitch, I live in the trenches. And obviously niggas getting me fucked up. I ain't no rapper, I'm a street nigga, happen to luck up. So if I'm you cocksuckers ain't getting my drift, nigga, take another whiff, nigga. Sniff, nigga. Shit in the air, that's on me. You want the icing on your cake, homie. You should call me, cause I'm the shit.
I'm the shit, I'm the shit.
I'm the shit.
I'm the shit, I'm the shit.
I ain't got a lot of ice, you dig, but I'm good, hard, and sharp. Hey, I'm feet five, bitch. I'm the shit.
I'm the shit, I'm the shit.
I'm the shit.
I'm the shit, I'm the shit. I'm the
yeah,
shit,
man.
I'm the shit.
It's Fatal, you dig.
I'm the shit.
EKA Fatal. EKA Fatal. EKA Fatal out of your dick, kid. EKA Fatal. EKA the Asian I see. The hottest nigga in Chicago. For those of y'all out there who wondering what PKA is, that's Fatal, you know him as, you dig. And I know I may come off is being real cocky and arrogant, but
I can't wait to that.
You know, you meet me in person, I'm really a nice guy. But it is what it is, man. You don't smell that shit?
It's took a dump.
I'm the shit, I'm the shit.
Douchebag!
I'm the shit.
All right.
I'm the shit. Sniff, nigga.
Right. segment has been brought to you by the best kava and kratom bar around Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B for Buddha. And that is in Largo. If you go there and you tell Colin Hosner I send you, I'll hook you up. And if you want to meet me, I usually hang out there. This is being brought to you by Daisy Beezy Honey. DZBZHoney.com. When I tell you they got the best Delta 8 CBD honey around, I'm a man of my words. It comes in the form of a lollipop. Lick the lollipop, the wrapper. A honey sticker, a jar of honey. However the hell you want to get high, go to DZBZHoney.com. Use promo code HOPPE. Fortify.com. FORTIFEYE.com for the best pre and post workout around. Comes in the form of coconut, caramel, and fruit punch. However the hell you want to get pumped up before the gym, go to fortify.com and use promo code Ryan20. Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com, 2700 22nd Street North in Edison, St. Petersburg. Women's self-defense classes, kids classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need. I go out there. WestchasePrinting.com, the best printing company in all the Bay Area. Business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need, print it up. I go out there. Finally, I eat mentally all like me. If you live in Florida or Maryland, go to counselingoncall.net and there you can sign on. All right, we're going to come back in half an hour. Keep this party going.
Hello again. It's your favorite San Francisco DJ, Hammerin' Hank. I may lick normal, but the truth is, I have a condition known as autism. That's right. It's a condition, not a disease. Fact is, autism can strike anyone, regardless of who they are. People with autism normally have difficulties in verbal and nonverbal communication skills, social interactions, and leisure activities. In a recent study, people with autism are less likely to have a job and more likely to become homeless. I beat the odds by having loving friends and family, having a college education. I have even worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality for many years. Always remember that people with autism want the same things as you, to be happy and successful. To find out more about autism, please contact your local mental health center or visit autismspeech.org. It's Hammer and Hank, and I appreciate your kindness.
Oh, yeah. Check out all 22 episodes of the Hammer and Hank Show, HAMMERIN Hank Show, on Spotify or on the Hoppy Radio feed. All right. Let's see what the hell is going on in the world. You guys ready?
Welcome to Hoppy Hour.
Doors closing.
Now, something completely different.
Stations are tuned in too.
He is the misfit of radio, and he is fine with that. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Can you believe that this weekend is going to be week 4 of the NFL? Time is flying! Cannot believe it's been a month of it. You got to appreciate every moment, because very soon it'll be the playoffs. And then we'll blink, and then it's 6 months of no football! So I appreciate the moment. Oh, we got the Buccaneers going up against the Philadelphia Eagles. I can't stand the Eagles unless they're going up against the Chiefs. I can't stand Philly. So I hope the Bucks whoop their ass. Let's see who the Browns are playing. Detroit. Good luck, boys. Even though no one would have thought they were going to win last week. Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. I got it.
Topic. Sierra is making it clear she's still Russell Wilson's number one fan.
And his only fan of 2025.
After the NFL veteran was replaced as the New York Giants starting quarterback.
When they lost that game against the Cowboys, at that moment they could have been 1-1 and 500. But once they went 0-2 and then 0-3, it was over!
Just 3 games into the season, with rookie Jackson Dart stepping into the role, his wife is sharing her support for him. Shortly after the news broke, Sierra shares a photo of herself and the couple's 4 children to her...
God, Sierra's freaking hot. She's definitely got the goodies!
Instagram story, writing, "We love you so much." Russell, who led the Giants to an 0-3
start, got it to beta male move to have your girl defend you.
Start this season, repost the picture with a message of his own.
He's just stealing money from teams at this point.
Adding, "My why, love you guys." As for how the 36-year-old is feeling about his new role on the Giants,
you know Russell Wilson's ex-wife is loving every moment.
Russell tells reporters on September 24th, "I'm focused on helping this team win. I'm focused on helping Jackson."
All right, good luck with that.
He's an emotional guy. He's Irish. You know, just sometimes I have to be the policeman.
That is.
And Officer Andy Reid, he set the record straight.
He does look like he'd be a cop. Too bad they didn't lay the law on his drunken son.
Great with Kansas City Chiefs fans September 21st. After his apparent sideline shouting match with Travis Kelce.
It makes you wonder if Travis ever yells at Taylor. Because if he has the guts to do that in public, it makes you wonder what he would do in private.
He's an emotional guy. I'm okay with that. We didn't have enough of it that second quarter. wasn't... where we needed to be. So within reason, he knows when to back off the pedal and knows when to push it too. So
gotta push it to the limit, bro.
That's part I love about him. I mean, the guy's all in.
All right, he's all in. What's going on with Mark Wahlberg? He says he wants to go on a double date with Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick. Oh my God, are you a Boston fan? Kiss ass.
Mr. Wahlberg, we have to ask you.
Why do you have to ask him? He seems annoyed with you already.
Mark, Cardi B is now going to be coming to the Patriots sideline.
Okay.
So how is it going to be welcoming her? Are you looking forward to it? Do you think it might be maybe a distraction?
What an annoying voice.
Think that she's just going to add to the game.
I don't even know about annoying voices.
Game.
No, she's going to be part of the family.
Mark, can you tell me about...
I love how he's answering the girl and then this freaking mutant is like not even waiting his turn.
Bless you, part of the family.
Mark, can you tell me about your upcoming Ted animation series, please?
God, I'd have sensory overload having all these freaking mutants talking to me.
Yeah, we started filming already. I'm recording. We're already done with most of the first season.
Mark, we gotta ask you.
We gotta ask you. Because we're from New York and we see axe.
To the first season.
Mark, we gotta ask you.
Very unapologetic.
Axe. Bill Belichick. Everyone's talking about his girlfriend. She's pretty hot.
She's kind of a bitch.
Would you be open to double dating with him and her?
Well, if Bill wants to go to dinner with his girlfriend and my wife, that's no problem. But
Jeez.
I want to play Bill in a movie.
You look nothing like him. That would not be fair to your looks. All right, there you go. Here, speaking of Cardi B, here's Cardi B on the podcast just being a dummy.
What's a kink or fantasy you've never admitted publicly?
Shit, I think I've done them all. I would like, in a threesome, to have a really pretty faced girl that I really like, and we both sucking dick together. But like, not just like my turn, your turn, my turn, your turn.
At the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, Stefon Diggs is like, I can make that happen, Captain. Like,
making out, clashing on it.
Oh, yeah. She's really, you know, putting it out there. She does put it out a lot. By the way, she's got a kid in her tummy and she's talking about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I love, shut up, Alex Cooper. You love everything. You're a moron. Even your advice was all ghostwriters. Everything I say on here, top of my mind. I love how the Kamala Harris, I love saying her name wrong. The camp thought this was the podcast that was going to get her to be president.
I really like, and we both sucking dick together.
That is.
But like, not just like my turn, your turn, my turn, your turn. Like making out, clashing on it.
Mother of the air.
And I love that you specified like really pretty face. What? Because you're going to have to look at her? Are you keeping your eyes open or closed?
If I like her a lot.
God, you know, she'd be fun and bad.
I mean, you know, it's really passionate when you make out with girls. Or not when you make out, period.
You know, Alex Cooper's trying to have that vibe of not being a person that does that, even though she wants to.
I'm very passionate. Like, I like to make love. So I'm just not like, it's like, oh, you jerk it and suck it. Not jerk it and suck it.
I feel like I need to wash my hands after this. Mm-hmm. I feel like I got an STD after watching this.
Jerk it and suck it. Not jerk it and suck it.
All right. Thanks for the HPV, the Carnegie B. I saw this headline, and this freaking mutant is the worst.
This morning, a political 1-2 punch that could have massive ripple effects through the economy. President Trump revealing a wide-ranging set of new tariffs as a potential government shutdown is just days away.
Man, they've shut down like 7 times already. I think we're better off with them shut down. They're a bunch of morons.
A slew of pharmaceutical products will receive a 100% tariff and let...
Oh, yeah. My freaking meds, because I'm bipolar as hell. It went up like... It's like I had to get like only 14 of them because it's like $70. It was $300 on my insurance. Thanks, Trump, you orange mutant. You want the pedophile island.
This company is building a manufacturing plant in the United States.
That is...
Pharmaceutical companies are moving back to America with...
I don't want to listen to those mutant fans. I feel bad for all the women he's touched. 856, even if it was consensual. 49 Hoppy. Lastly on Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. I saw this clip here. I cannot stand these CEOs that are so out of touch. There is nothing more that I despise on this planet than a CEO. And the CEO of Live Nation Ticketmaster says that concert tickets are underpriced and have been for a long time. What an out-of-touch, elitist, moronic, stupid thing to say. But then again, you do have bitch slap face. And I bet you're awful to be around on dates. And you're one of those boring sugar daddies that the girls only use you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're using them. And the other thing is, there's a reason why I use StubHub.
For you, music is a better business, though, than selling tickets for sports. I assume.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think music has been underappreciated. You know, I always joke, sports, it's like a badge of honor to spend $70,000 for a Knicks courtside.
Oh, yeah, to watch a bunch of players not play because they're too hungover. What an honor. Shut up. You know what's an honor? Being alive every second, kind of. You know what's an honor? Not having to be around you. Just know every room you leave, everybody laughs at you because you're a moron.
They beat me up if we charge $800 for Beyonce, right? I'm, you know, so it's a real, we have a lot of runway left, right?
God, greed is just bringing down this country. And we wonder why the world laughs at us. And then we have mutants like this.
So when you read about the ticket prices going
burn in hell,
right up, it's still average concert price is $72.
No, it's not. Unless you go to some no-name concert. It is not. The average Chris Brown ticket, if I didn't get it for free, it was $300 for the nosebleed. Shut your ass, you lying moron.
Try going to a Laker game for that. And there's 80 of them or whatever the hell. So the concert is underpriced, has been for a long time.
All right, listen to me. You will die and everybody will laugh at your funeral and go, what a freaking mutant you were.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, we all I smell is poop.
kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Oh, yeah, here's Hurricane Chris with Kill Man. Trump ain't our Kill Man.
Slow it down, hurricane. Aight, you ready? You rolling, rolling, rolling. You got your fucking mind. Talks like ass fuck, you finna go blind. $20 for a beer, nigga, that's too high. You say you got that iron and you got your drink cold. And you gon' slap a nigga if he try to blow your roll. Hurricane, beat it out your frame, neck roll. Yeah, you pop the beer, but you look like you won't crack. Hurricane, hurricane, beat it out your frame, neck roll. Yeah, you pop the beer, but you look like you won't crack. Hurricane, beat it out your frame, neck roll. Yeah, you pop the beer, but you look like you won't crack.
You say you're on one, but shit, I'm on two. I'm on a cranberry piece.
Right back.
Oh, yeah. Let's go through all the sponsors right now. I never get freaking podcasts that begin their show with like seven live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. Well, what do I know? A lot. This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afuera Coffee. AFUERA Coffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Oh, you're looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E, radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank show. And check it out on his podcast feed.
People with autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People with autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else with autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit autismspeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
TikTok, Fox and Joker playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done. Feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom through streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams.
Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio is made like a wheels and bows. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shout out hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat.
Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio is fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing hoppy like fingers without rings. EHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat.
Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close.
Now it's time to face the silence like a TV on Snow Riot. Happy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Empty speaker silent vibe of coming to an end. Like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hobbies, jokes, and jabs, these are daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the happy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson pose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. We'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The happy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson pose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. We'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Radio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
He probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts and we'll call it a day.
Happy hour is now over.
Happy hour is now over.
Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.
Doors closing.